Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under fire for inconsistent rolling energy blackouts during days of frigid weather in the South, utilities are racing to get everyone's power restored. Hundreds of thousands of people from Kentucky to Texas are without electricity today. ERCOT, which manages power supplies to more than 25 million people in Texas, is blamed for being ill-prepared ahead of the stretch of freezing weather that enveloped that state this week. With slightly warmer temperatures in the forecast, CEO Bill Magnus said during a conference call today he was optimistic.
Very good progress to report. Still work to be done, but customers should be seeing the light and the heat coming on who haven't been seeing it since earlier this week.
According to the site poweroutage.us, nearly 500,000 people in Texas have no electricity. Congressional Democrats rolled out a sweeping immigration bill modeled after a proposal from President Joe Biden. NPR's Gloria Grisales reports it's unclear if the plan will draw any Republican support.
More than a dozen Democratic lawmakers introduced the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021. The legislation would create a path for citizenship for an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants currently in the United States. Here's Senator Bob Menendez.
These are good and decent people who believe in the promise of America down to their bones.
But the plan has not drawn any Republican support, which could be key for passage. The legislation's approval requires 60 votes in the Senate, where Democrats only have a simple majority of 51 votes. It's unclear if Democrats will consider additional options to approve the bill without bipartisan support. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Walmart says it's raising wages for nearly 500,000 workers. This news came as the company reported another big spike in sales in the latest quarter. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports Walmart sales reached nearly $100 billion from shoppers turning to the retailer for groceries and other supplies during the coronavirus pandemic.
Walmart says it's raising pay for 425,000 store workers, targeting digital and stocking roles. Those have been some of the key jobs during the pandemic-era shopping spike, stocking shelves and preparing orders for pickup and delivery. In March, these jobs will start paying between $13 and $19 an hour, and Walmart's average wage for workers in the United States would top $15 an hour. Walmart is the largest private employer in the U.S. It's increased some of its hourly pay in recent years, including the starting wage to $11 an hour. The company's CEO has supported raising the federal minimum wage, though he said $15 an hour was too high for some parts of the country. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down more than 100 points at 31,506. You're listening to NPR News. Republican former longtime Senator Bob Dole, who's fought his fair share of battles in war, in Congress, and on the presidential campaign trail, is now confronting cancer. Today, the 97-year-old disclosed that he has stage 4 lung cancer. NPR's Don Gagne has details.
Bob Dole is an icon of 20th century American politics. During World War II, he suffered life-threatening wounds on the battlefield. Back home after rehab, he entered politics in his native Kansas. He served in the U.S. Senate some 27 years and was the GOP presidential nominee in 1996. Here's his acceptance speech.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
He lost that race to President Bill Clinton. Dole revealed his illness via Twitter, saying he begins treatment next week, adding that he joins millions of Americans facing significant health challenges. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
NATO's scaling up its mission training Iraq's security forces from 500 people to roughly 4,000. Today, the military alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced that training will include more Iraqi security institutions and places beyond Baghdad. NATO's been assisting the Iraqi government to better confront ongoing threats from militants with the Islamic State. Unlike the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq, NATO's training role in the country does not involve combat operations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.